Welcome and happy new year, everybody. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Ariano here with my producer, Eric. Happy new year.
Good afternoon and happy new year.
We missed you last week.
I missed you too.
Did you go any place fun or just took some time off?
Oh, a little of both.
Yeah?
Went down to California to see the family and saw a little sunshine through the windows. So that was nice.
Nice. Very good. Well, happy new year.
Same to you. Hope 2012 is off to a great start for you.
It is. You know, this has been, it seems like the even years are really good for me for some whatever reason. The odd years are maintaining.
Odd.
Yes, they're odd. Nothing, it's like you're
dang you odd
chugging.
Years. Why you got to be so odd?
Why? But yeah, these even years come and 2012 has always seemed to me that just that date, that year just has always seemed something really exciting is going to happen. So
excellent.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this year. And I start my doctorate program next week. And so
congratulations.
In 2020, I might actually be a doctor.
That's
who
another
knows?
Even year. So
yeah, there you
fantastic.
Go. Fantastic.
It'll be very successful
It'll
for
be
you.
Very exciting. So I will not be on the show next week or the week after. I'm going to have Michelle Pearson covering, and we'll have a show covering in my place as well while I fly down to sunny San Francisco, California, and spending a week and a half down there starting my school career again. So very excited about that.
Bring plenty of cash for the tolls.
I don't have to drive anywhere. I'm at the hotels right next to where I don't even have to go anywhere. And when I was in telecom, I covered Northern California. So I would spend a lot of time down in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And so I am not going to go sightseeing. I am not going to go drive. I've been there, done that. I'm just going to relax and enjoy a maid making my bed and room service and all of that really kind of fun stuff. So I'm very excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah. Very, very exciting. Well, with the new year, I'm looking outside and the weather report for today looks gray. I could barely see the tree that's right outside. So it's definitely winter in Washington. But the weather is very, very warm, I've noticed.
It's not too shabby.
Is there a Pineapple
it's
Express
a little bit
or something
soggy,
coming
but,
through?
Yeah. I don't know if that's what it's. What it is
what
exactly,
it is.
But
it
looks like
warm.
Quite a bit of rain for the next few days. And every time it rains here in the winter, it usually warms things up a little bit. So.
Yeah. Well, it's not dampening my enthusiasm. I spent this Christmas time and the holiday time getting my closets
organized. It's dampening
organized
everything else, but not your enthusiasm.
Not my enthusiasm. I'm just
excellent.
Very excited about things. So you're asking how I was doing, and 5 minutes later, I'm finally getting around to it.
I'm doing
awesome. Yes, I'm doing awesome, and it's going to be a great year, and I'm really excited. And I'm really excited that my special guest today to share about her new year and all the really exciting things going on is Ms. Dallin Elliott with the Chris Elliott Foundation for Glioblastomic Brain Cancer Research. And Del Ann has been on the show a couple of times, and we love this organization, have done so much pioneering what's going on with brain cancer and bringing awareness, and always has had a wonderful place in my heart. I love to see what you post there and look at how you help people with something that can be quite devastating, but be very positive. And we hadn't talked in a while, and I said, hey, you need to come on and tell us what's going on, because you've got a lot going on with that organization. So fill us in. The last time we talked, you had just gone to, I think, Washington, D.C., and there was some really good legislature that had passed about the cap.
Yes. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fine. Welcome. Hi.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
You'd think it's summertime with all the enthusiasm and energy in this room right now.
It is for us. So, you know, we got to spread a little joy here.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Thank you for coming. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And it's going to be a great 2012.
It's be a great 2012.
Absolutely. I can feel it.
Yep.
You're right. Last time I was here, I had just come back from D.C. and I had testified in front of the FDA Medical Devices Committee with the hopes of having the Nova TTF device approved for brain cancer patients as another option for treatment. And I think I had come back on the show after that and after it had been approved. So it was exciting to talk about that. And we're really excited to see that happening right now. The cool thing is that device is FDA approved, and there are now 5 sites in the United States where people do not have to be in a clinical trial to receive this treatment. They simply receive, believe this or not, they simply receive a prescription by the doctors at one of these five sites, and then they have this fulfilled, the prescription fulfilled. Their health insurance does pay for it, and it's available. So NovaCure on the corporate side is expanding out this program, and we'll see more and more sites in the future across the United States. So it's exciting.
Very cool. Now, take us, for those folks that aren't familiar, that haven't talked to you before, what is, we'll go back here, what is glioblastoma?
And Kim said it right. Good job.
I know. I didn't even write it down. So this must be a good 2012. I'm on my game. And so what is it? What specific type of brain cancer? And then how does this device that we're talking about help?
So glioblastoma is a type of brain cancer, type of brain tumor. There's over 120 different kinds of brain tumors. But glioblastoma is one of the most human devastating cancers that one can actually be diagnosed with. And so it's cancer in the neurocells, and those are all over your brain. By the time you do have a brain tumor, those you do have cancer cells all over your brain, but you can't see them. They're microscopic. So what you see is the tumor, and that is what is so challenging to get rid of. The deal with glioblastoma is that it keeps coming back. So surgery is your best option. And then, of course, radiation, standard radiation, and chemo. And, you know, there's 30% of the population responds to what is standard protocol right now for this disease. And that's Tumor and radiation combined. So we're always on the bandwagon at the Chris Elliott Fund to say, hey, look, how are we going to improve those odds for patients out there? And that's why we're a very, very big advocate for what we call genetic testing of one's live brain tumor tissue. And the reason that that's important is it determines if standard protocol will indeed be effective for your particular brain tumor. Every brain tumor has a specific molecular structure, and it's different in every single person. So it responds differently to different types of treatments. So that's one of the things that we do. And then back to NovaCure. NovaCure is just a different treatment. You know, it's just one more option. So right now, you know, we've got surgery. We have standard protocol, which is Tumidor, that is the chemo, standard radiation, and we have Avastin, which was approved last year as well for treatment of this disease. And now there's one more option for people. And how it works, it's really basically, Kim calls it the cap, which is great. It is. It really is. It's a type of cap made up of electrical nodes.
It's the most expensive cap you will ever put on your head, right?
Yes, it is. And it's looking better all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it basically uses electrical current to mess up the cancer cells that are trying to divide and replicate and grow in a really simple nutshell sort of focus.
Right.
That's what it does.
Right.
So there are people who have tried everything that's available to them, and this is just one more option for them. And so personally, I'm quite pleased to see another option for brain tumor patients.
Of course.
I'd love to see, you know, 10 different options available to people that aren't necessarily clinical trial. They've already made it through the clinical trial process, through the FDA process, that kind of thing. And I'd like to see genetic testing actually become standard protocol as well.
Have they? Do they have enough data to kind of see what the results have been with the new
For NovaCare?
For NovaCare.
The cap.
TTF. NovaCare, yes.
They do. All of that had to come out in the FDA hearings and the processings and all of that. So obviously the information that they had and the data showed that it was indeed
effective
enough to approve.
Right. Wonderful. And so now more people, because of your work, are getting
what
could be life-saving
for
them.
We're super excited. So the closest site to us here in Seattle right now, and where it's available, is out of UC San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Santosh Kesari, K-E-S-A-R-I, would be who to contact if you are looking for another avenue to beat brain cancer.
And it's for all brain cancers, not just glioblastoma.
It's for glioblastoma.
Okay. Good. And they can get that information off your website as well?
They can get that information off of our website, which is chriselliottfund.org, two L's, two T's. Or you can always hit us with an email at info@chriselliottfund.org.
Now, I know, and we'll have all this information on walkthetalkwithkim.com as well. Now, you had mentioned genetic testing, and I know that a big part of what your organization does, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the Chris Elliott Fund and all the different pieces that you fulfill in this quest to cure brain cancers. But you talked about genetic testing, and I think that's something that might slip by people, because when you say genetic testing, they're, you know, I know my eyes glaze over. But if I understand what you're saying correctly, is that each different type of cancer has its own genetic kind of marker. And depending upon what that marker is, you might waste 6 months on a treatment that won't be effective for that particular type of marker. Is that right?
That's totally right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the idea is, and this is not standard procedure, I understand from talking with you either, which is such a shame. So people will have these tumors removed and miss an opportunity to test it for genetic testing and go down the path of something that doesn't help them.
Absolutely. Most of the people that I talk to every single day have already had surgery and their brain tumor tissue was not saved and genetic testing was not offered to them. They don't know what I'm talking about, right? So it's not standard protocol. You need to know about genetic testing of your live brain tumor tissue basically before you need to know it, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone in your life is diagnosed with brain cancer, brain tumor, you know, most people have surgery. Most people are eligible for surgery. And in the day that we live in today, people are not given the option for genetic testing. They don't learn about it until after the fact.
Why is that? Is it because the doctors don't know? Because it's new?
It's
or because insurance?
There's
or...
Well, it's all of the above. It's all of those things. What I always tell people here in the Pacific Northwest that you're really, really lucky. Now at the Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment, which is at the Swedish Neuroscience Institute at the Swedish Cherry Hill campus, if you're working with Dr. Greg Foltz, who is brain tumor neurosurgeon, he will automatically do the what I call the genetic testing piece for you as his patient. There's no charge. And out of that comes the revelation of what treatments should or should not have a response to your particular brain tumor. So we're a big, big, big cheerleader here in the Pacific Northwest for Dr. Foltz and the Ivy Center just for that fact alone.
I can just imagine people that are going through this to realize that had they had the genetic testing, they could have avoided 6 months, a year of horrible chemotherapy treatments that and have the cancer come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we don't want that to happen if we can avoid it.
One of the things that the Chris Elliott Fund and I would like to change is that for all those people I talk to every single day, most of them have had surgery and it's too late. They learn about it from talking to me or going to our website, which is really a drag because it's too late. They have to wait until that brain tumor comes back. And then they have to be with Dr. Foltz at the Ivy Center for surgery in order to have the genetic testing piece actually done on the new live brain tumor tissue.
Now, is this something that a patient can request their doctor do, or is it up to the doctor?
They can certainly request, and they can. They should. They certainly should.
Sure. Okay.
And they should definitely be at a place where they will do it for you.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Chris Elliott Fund. And we're going to talk more about glioblastoma cancer research and education. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150.
Hi, this is Jerry Pearson. And along with my wife, Michelle Pearson, we're at the Pearson Law Firm, where we're called lawyers. But the truth is, we're really fathers and mothers and a family of people who are members of a community where we are committed to preventing harm and protecting others, to enforcing rules that enhance our lives and take care of our families. That's what we do. That's who we are. At the Pearson Law Firm, you can call for a free case evaluation by calling 1-800-423-8473. We work with colleagues. We collaborate. We're committed to expertise and resources and making them available to members of our community. Call us at 1-800-423-8473 or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Here's a unique way to give back. Snoqualmie Valley business owner Chris Fagan of Think Shop is using her family adventure as a way to raise money for good. In December, her family will climb Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa, to help raise money to build two classrooms at a school in Tanzania. Learn more or make a donation at KilimanjaroForKids.com.
Do you wish you could train your brain to be more creative? Think Shop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has trained individuals at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. Learn our proven process to think creatively and make great ideas happen. Our trainings are offered in person and online. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk, 1150.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Ariano on this fine, glorious, rain gray day. But it's a beautiful day because it is 2012 and exciting things are going to happen this year. That's what I love about January. Anything can happen at the beginning, especially at the beginning of January. And I haven't even had any coffee in about 2 months.
Wow.
I know. This is all natural. This is all just me. It's awesome.
Watch out.
Watch out. Here she comes. So the Chris Elliott Foundation. So take us back a little bit again for those folks that haven't listened to the show before. Who is Chris Elliott and why are you involved in this organization?
Well, thank you for asking, Kim. You know what? My husband was diagnosed 12 and a half years ago.
Wow.
My husband was Chris Elliott. And he was diagnosed with glioblastoma 12 and a half years ago. So he fought this journey for 22 months. And we learned so much along the way. And we learned what was available. We learned what was not. We learned what we should have known ahead of time, what would have possibly helped extend his life, possibly save his life. And so when my husband was about ready to pass away, actually 3 weeks before he passed away, we created the foundation with the hope of not only funding research at that time, but also helping people along the way. So basically patient support services, being a resource, being an access, somebody who could help them who's been through it, to really, really give great, straightforward advice on what you should do next, just given our experience. We're not doctors, you know, we can't claim that. We just can share
your patients, that's
share what
better.
We've learned. We can just share what we've learned. So that's what happened. And now we're looking at, you know, 2012.
Wow.
Time has gone by.
Yes.
So my husband's desire was to do something about this disease. It's that simple. And I accepted that challenge out of my love for him. And so today you look at the Chris Elliott Fund and, you know, it's surprising where we're at today, given how few resources we actually have. But we're helping people all over the world, really. We have a national focus and we're excited to be where we're at. We're excited to really move the dial, move those numbers in 2012 through patient support services. And we can talk more about that in a little bit. But
yes.
So
reflecting, because it's a year or a time of reflection, it's been 12 years. I can't even begin to ask you what are the most significant things that have happened. But do you get some sort of sense on your impact as it relates to, I know this is such an abstract question, but as it relates to glioblastoma and brain cancer in general awareness?
That's a really good question. And I laugh because I'm so busy, I sometimes forget to think about that.
Yeah.
When I am impacted the most and I realize how important the Chris Elliott Fund and the need that we're meeting is when... Not necessarily when we're lucky enough and we receive awards, you know, from Harvard or we receive awards from the National Brain Tumor Society or things like that. But it's when people say, thank you. Thank you so much for being there. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for listening. I don't know what I would have done without you. Those kinds of things, those are meaningful and they mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
And that makes me realize that we really aren't fulfilling a need and we have done what we set out to do. I just want to do it in a really bigger way.
So tell us then about what the organization is doing today, what services you're offering, and where you're going, because this gets exciting.
So what we currently do is people all over the United States and world actually contact us every single day through email, through phone, through our Chris Elliott Fund Facebook page into brain cancer, through Twitter, through you name it. People are getting a hold of us a lot, 300 and 400 a month. And they're asking, you know, help. Can you help me? This was this happened to my mom. This happened to my brother. This happened to my husband. This happened to my sister. This happened to somebody's daughter that I know, that kind of thing. It's, and the story is the same. You know, this is what happened to them. What do we do now? We're being treated by XXXX. We've been told there's nothing more that we can do. What do we do now?
So you're getting people after they've already gone through the process, not necessarily at the beginning.
Yes. And that's key. That's key. What we really would like to do is really be more involved, not only just patient, day-to-day patient support services, but we'd really like to be involved in that education advocacy area, almost where we're able to tell people exactly what to do before they need to know it. That's really how we're going to save lives.
Right.
That's where we are positioning ourselves. And it's just a matter of funding, quite frankly, because, you know, we could be out there now. We could be advocating. We could be working closer with patients and the public, because that's who's going to change the way this disease is actually treated. When patients are educated before they need to know what to do about brain cancer, they will indeed not go to the place that's not going to give them advanced brain tumor treatment. They will change the way that this disease is actually treated. And the way we need to do that is to educate our public first and foremost.
Well, I can imagine with brain cancer, it's not like other cancers. I mean, it's when you got one brain, you know, you got kind of two of everything. And I'm not diminishing any other kind of cancer. But I guess what I'm trying to say is when you think of that term brain cancer, I think people instantly think, well, it's over for me or it's over for whomever. And aren't people that find that they have brain cancer, it's because something really off the wall happened to them. They passed out. It's not like you go to your doctor and he looks at you and taps you on the head and, oh, says, I feel a lump on your head.
No.
It doesn't work that way. No. Usually something pretty catastrophic has happened to somebody by the time they find out.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're in this whirlwind. Mm-hmm. And to actually sit down and open up a computer and start doing research may not happen until after they've been through.
Well, usually, you're right, Kim. Usually people have a seizure or they've got mm-hmm. headaches so bad or something like that. A CAT scan or an MRI is used to determine that there is a brain tumor in there, usually a primary brain tumor,
mm-hmm.
and then surgery or a biopsy and a pathology report reveals that it is indeed glioblastoma, brain cancer, which in brain cancer, there's grades 1, 2, 3, 4. When you've got a 4, you actually have glioblastoma. So usually you've got about 3 days, usually, where you're put on steroids and for the swelling in your brain to come down so that surgery can take place. Well, I can tell you, 3 days is not enough. You're in shock, number one. Number two, you don't know what to do. You don't necessarily find exactly what you want on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good information out there, and there's a lot of bad, scary, old information that's out there on brain cancer. So, yeah, you don't have a lot of time. And you know, we listen to our doctors.
Right.
Right? We listen to our doctors. That's how we've all been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do that. But we also need to be our best patient advocate ourselves. And our friends, our families need to be helping us be that advocate.
Right.
And so people don't know there's other options. People usually don't learn about options, other treatment options, until afterwards, after they've had surgery. Or after they've been told, I'm sorry, surgery's not an option for you.
Right. And then they're desperate.
Which is so not the case.
Right.
You know, there's many people who are told that surgery is not an option for them, when indeed it actually is. It depends on the skill level of your neurosurgeon, where you're at, the quality of the equipment they're using, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And we're pretty lucky here in the Pacific Northwest because we've got first-rate, state-of-the-art doctors and the one that your organization works with. Again, I know you mentioned him before, but it's at the Cherry Hill campus, the Swedish Medical Center. Dr. Foltz?
Oh, Dr. Foltz. Yeah. Dr. Greg Foltz, F-O-L-T-Z. Exceptional brain tumor neurosurgeon.
And he does all brain tumors or just glioblastoma?
He does all brain tumors. Majority of what he's seen, unfortunately, is glioblastoma.
Yeah.
And thank you for mentioning him. I do want to put a plug out there for actually January 16th, Martin Luther King Day. I am hosting a tour of the Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment and the Chris Elliott Fund Integrative Patient Support Program at the Cherry Hill campus at 3 o'clock. And Dr. Fultz will be involved in that tour as well. He will give a great presentation on genetic testing and the importance of it. We'll actually get to go through the lab and see how things are done, see the equipment, et cetera, et cetera. And we will also go downstairs to see CyberKnife. And CyberKnife is surgery through radiation, pinpointed radiation. And what's so cool about that is if you end up with a brain tumor that's basically grape size or smaller, there is no need for traditional surgery. It can now be zapped. And so it's not just brain tumors. This is a wonderful, wonderful tool for everybody to know about. But again, you have to ask your doctor. You have to know about it. You have to be proactive. So anyway, if you would like to join me on that tour along with Dr. Fultz, get a hold of me at info@chriselliottfund.org and let me know. And then I'll put you on our list and I'll send you specs and directions and times and all of that and where to meet us.
And I'll put that information on the Walk the Talk with Kim website.
Thank you.
Said something about integrative care. And so that is something. So one of the things, so if you're tracking here, folks, the one thing that you do is you do patient support. So people just found out they are a loved one or not just found out, maybe they've been through procedures already, that you're there and they call you and you talk to them and you hear them and you provide those services to them.
Yes.
Another service you provide are integrative care services at Swedish?
At the Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment Swedish Cherry Hill campus.
And what is that integrative care services?
And what that is it is a dedicated social worker. Her name is Stacy Beam Bruce, and the Chris Elliott Fund funds her position. And what she is there available to meet all brain tumor patients and their families and to listen to them, talk to them. She's there to help you if, you know what, your insurance is giving you a hassle and isn't covering this. Or, you know, you need to be in chemo and you need to pick up your child from school.
Mm-hmm.
She's there to arrange for transportation for that. She's there for all those things, which, when you're going through this kind of a disease, just can really throw you over the edge.
Sure.
So it's integrative patient support. So she's right there within the Ivy Center. She's right there, works very, very closely with Dr. Fultz. She works very closely with Dr. Henson. She works very, very closely with Davida Pennington. All these folks are within the Ivy Center. And she is there to assist whatever that need is. And we are so proud to sponsor her.
What a wonderful service. I just can't even imagine being in that situation, but having somebody who cares about what's going on with you outside of, you know, your whole life is not just brain cancer, is everything else going on too, is it must be a godsend. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the services of the Chris Elliott Fund and some other events that are going on, as well as the expansion and a call to help. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time, with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities, and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Walk the Talk for Success, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Walk the Talk for Success, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
On the AM band at 1150 and on the FM HD band at 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Welcome back. We're talking with Dellen Elliott of the Chris Elliott Foundation for Glioblastoma Cancer Research. And you can get more information on this organization, either if you need to find out information, if you or a loved one has suffered from glioblastoma or is in the middle of that, or even if you have already been through it and you just want to be a part of a community that is doing some beautiful, wonderful things for the next generation. You can go to www.chriselliottfund.org, and that's two L's and two T's. I'll never forget that. And again, we'll have more information on our website. And then also an event coming up for the Chris Elliott Fund on January 16th. It's a tour of the Ivy Center for Brain Cancers, and that is at the Cherry Hill campus of Swedish Medical Center. And you can get more information and sign up for that at info@chriselliottfund.org. And that is on the 16th at 3 p.m. Did I get it all right?
Awesome.
I had my scribbles work,
you
huh?
Did good.
Yeah, very excited. Okay, so the three-legged stool, right? You've got, I think it's three, it's probably 10-legged at this point in time, right?
I've lost track.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. We need to pull out our diagram again. But you've got the, so people call you, 300 to 400 people a month call you.
It's calling, it's emailing, it's responding through our Chris Elliott Fund Facebook page
right.
and Twitter and, you know.
That's still a lot.
It's a lot. Well,
a lot.
It's a lot because we do not have staff. That's our problem.
Right. Yes, staffing is usually a problem. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. The other piece is this integrative care, the social worker that's actually at the location. Mm-hmm. And again, so you fund this as well. So you've got staff that you need to handle the 300 to 400, plus you have staff that you need to help raise funds and fund for this integrative service specialist. But wait, there's more. You also have this advocacy and education piece that's part of the organization. We talked a little bit about the education piece, but you're also speaking to lawmakers all the time and industry specialists and talking with hospitals and doctors and other organizations about how to better treat patients, mm-hmm. not only the cancer, but also socially people with cancer. So
absolutely. Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm, you know, my role right now is the president and the CEO of the Chris Elliott Fund. Right. So I'd really rather be instead of I've done my job, you know, answering all the day to day questions with patients that come in, and I know how important that is, and I am the perfect person to respond to right. all those, right? But I really think I should be out there talking to companies, talking to groups of people, talking to pharma, talking to, you know, advocates in DC, trying to make a bigger difference for everybody. And so
we need help.
We need some help. We, the Chris Elliott Fund, has also had, you know, we've been in business for, you know, technically 10 and a half years, right? So apparently we've done something good. We've done something well. And we have now received the blessing of the National Brain Tumor Society to take over their entire day-to-day patient support services program. That's a national program. So the National Brain Tumor Society, as a board, made a refocus, and they are refocusing simply on advanced research for brain cancer, which is phenomenal. But that does leave a huge gap in patient support services. And unfortunately, I'm here to tell you there are very, very few organizations in the United States providing day-to-day patient support services on a level that needs to be done. So we're thankful to have the endorsement of the National Brain Tumor Society. Having said that, we definitely need help. We have just relocated to new offices in Redmond, so we're expanding that way, which is wonderful. Thank you, JMS Construction.
Ooh.
And we are now looking to hire what we would call our first health information specialist. So this is the person who will be there on the phones every day, will be on emails every day, will be looking at our social media through our Chris Elliott Fund Facebook, blog, Twitter, you name it. All of these inquiries will be coming into this person now, and this person will be responding to them. So there's actually a really cool extensive 3-month training period. You would have the director of the patient support services program right now, who is a PhD nurse who's been doing it for 12 years for the National Brain Tumor Society, actually training you, that kind of thing. So it's a huge opportunity for the right special person.
And what is that? What are the credentials or the need of that person? So all of you that are listening out there, if you know of somebody who fits the bill here, or if you yourself fit the bill, or know somebody who might be interested in hearing about this, you can go to, obviously, the ChrisElliottFund.org or to our website. We'll have that information for you. But what are you looking for specifically?
We think we're looking for someone who's definitely has a human services background, preferably a nurse. Preferably medical assistant would be fine. This is someone who really is a person. And somebody who has really great social media skills as well. So you need to be highly organized. You need to really be able to handle yourself on the internet, on a database, and be able to, take input and put it back out there and direct people to the right place nationally, where it's a brain tumor center noted for its excellence that would be closest to them. So you sort of have to be the go-between the patient and the doctor where you're sending them, and you sort of make it happen. You sort of just make it happen.
Kind of part social worker, part patient advocate, part nurse, because you do need somebody that understands cancers so that they can, speak to experience and that kind of thing too. So you have an open rec for this position.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And so if they need more information, they go to ChrisElliottFund.org.
It's not posted on the website yet. And actually, what I think I would rather have you do, if that's okay, is just go to info@ChrisElliottFund.org. I think that would be the best way, only because we just haven't had a chance to put it on the site. It's crazy. It's crazy busy.
When does this all happen? When does the transfer start?
We're in what we call our capacity building phase right now. We started planning all of this in, October, November, December, and now we've just moved our office spaces. So we're sort of ready for that next step, which is that health information specialist for the Chris Elliott Fund. We are rebranding. We are looking for a national recognition type of situation. So you will soon know us as End Brain Cancer and the Elliott Foundation.
Gotcha.
And that kind of thing. So we've got a lot going on.
You do have a lot going on.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. It's exciting times. And to be honest with you, it's where I would have really liked the Chris Elliott Fund to have been 5 years ago.
Right.
But that's okay.
You weren't ready 5 years ago.
You know what? Well, we aren't ready now either, but we're going to make it. We're going to
You're gonna make it happen.
We basically cannot fail. We owe it to all of the people out there who either have brain cancer or sadly will be diagnosed with brain cancer.
So not only you need this person, but I'm sure that the National Brain Tumor Society said, here, you can take all of our calls and you have our blessing and our endorsement. And this is so wonderful. And we're going to pay you to do this.
No.
Doesn't work that way in nonprofit, does it?
Nonprofit.
Yes.
They actually did want to refer all those calls to us, 4 months ago, starting 4 months ago. I said, no, don't you dare.
Yeah.
So they did redirect those phones right now to the American Brain Tumor Association out of Chicago. And we feel we will be doing a much better job, and the National Brain Tumor Society feels that we will be doing a better job. And so they're helping us with our capacity building, and we're ready to almost open those doors and get going.
But do you still need funding for
Excuse me. Yes.
That's okay. I'll help you with the ask.
Yeah, I'm really good at the ask. I missed my cue.
It's okay. That works, too.
Yes.
I miss my cue all the time to ask for money, Dallin.
So
all the time.
We are looking for, I mean, seriously, I just had the door opened for me, so I'm not shy. I will use this opportunity on the radio. We are looking for $65,000. That's what we need right now to fund this position. So what our ask is, hey, if you've got a lot of money hanging out and you really need to make that tax deduction early 2012,
right,
you need to talk to me. We're really looking for people to make introductions for us into corporations, into private individuals who maybe have a vested interest in seeing this disease be put to rest, that kind of thing. So if you are one of those individuals who can help the Chris Elliott Fund fund this position, or in any other way, please get a hold of us at info@chriselliottfund.org.
So this is direct. It's not, you know, $8 and we'll build a well in Africa. Not that there's anything wrong with building a well in Africa for $8. However, this funding specifically goes for a person that is going to be on social media and taking phone calls to thousands of people across the world,
yes,
that have been devastated with the news that they have, or a family member that they love, has glioblastoma cancer.
Yes, absolutely.
And so this is direct.
This is direct program funding.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And it can,
wonderful.
$65,000 is a lot of money. However, if you look at the impact $65,000 will actually have, It's a huge, wonderful investment to make.
Well, that's just one person, getting genetically tested on their tumor so that they don't have to go through a year of chemotherapy. And, you know, mm-hmm, it's one family having the opportunity to unload and have that conversation about what they're feeling and not do something drastic on the back end. I mean, it's hard to quantify, but yet we all know and we know emotions and feelings and what this might mean to somebody. So it's
absolutely
it's pennies compared to, I think, what the results are.
Well, it's actually pennies. And if you don't mind, I want to talk about that a little more. You know,
talk about pennies?
Well, I want to talk about $65,000, right?
Right.
So if you look at our healthcare system today, you know, and think about it. If we're sending people to hospitals for brain cancer and they're getting standard protocol, and we know standard protocol only has a response in 30% of the population, just think of all that wasted money. Frankly, if you want to look at this as a business, look at the wasted amount of money and dollars we're doing. So why don't we have education, have awareness, support a health information specialist with the Chris Elliott Fund, mm-hmm, so we can get people to the right places the minute they're diagnosed with a brain tumor, or preferably before they're diagnosed with a brain tumor. If you want to think of it from a health services standpoint, think of us saving money.
Right.
You know, with only $65,000, we can save a whole lot of money.
Right.
So that's kind of a cool model if you were to really map that out and
right,
look at that.
It makes a huge difference. So we're going to take a break. When we're going to come back, we're going to finish up with Del Ann and the Chris Elliott Foundation for Glioblastoma Cancer Research. Get more information or questions answered from Del Ann at info@chriselliottfund.org. And all this information, of course, will be on www.walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson. And since 1977...
We at the Pearson Law Firm have guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice and restitution in insurance disputes and personal injury claims. At the Pearson Law Firm, we work hard to secure justice in civil matters with a network of resources, a wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473. That's 1-800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Does your organization crave new ideas? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has inspired creative thinking at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. We help you imagine new offerings, strategies, or ways of doing business. Our proven processes and engaging workshops deliver powerful results. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
There's an exciting new Astrology Hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
Negativity and fear, two staples of talk radio. Well, we figured we'd try something different. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. And I hope that you all are as excited about 2012 as I am and about all of the wonderful, great things that are coming up in the year. We're talking with Delanne Elliott and the Chris Elliott Foundation for Glioblastoma Cancer Research. And we were talking about a new program, or actually an expanded program, that the National Brain Tumor Society has said, hey, guess what? You guys do this so well. Why don't you take all of our calls? And Delanne said, in typical Delanne fashion, sure, of course. Why not?
Mistake.
And so after she said yes, then we said, okay, so we need to hire somebody, or she needs to hire somebody, the foundation needs to hire somebody, and fund it. And so that's kind of where you're at now. So what are some events that are coming up that folks can get involved with? You have some fun stuff, fun events going on.
We do. This is separate from, you know, funding our programs and funding our health information specialists and that kind of thing. Last May, we started, May is National Brain Tumor Awareness Month, for all of you who are not aware of that. So,
and it's the gray ribbon.
The gray ribbon is the symbol for brain cancer.
Or gray matter.
Gray matter. Gray,
yes.
You got it.
Brains matter.
So last May, it had an inaugural event, and it was our May luncheon, and we called it our Brains Matter Awareness Auction and Celebration Luncheon. And so this year, we will be having our second annual. I cannot announce the date yet. Sorry. We're still working on that. It will be here in Bellevue. And more information, of course, will be on our website. So do look that up.
And I'll make a commercial for you. We'll run that on air so that people will
fantastic.
Know and they can sign up for it. I went last year and it was tremendous. And the word's so trite. But I remember just walking in there and you think you're talking with people that have brain cancer in the room. People that have lost loved ones to brain cancer, people that have just found out. In fact, the table that I sat at, the woman had just found out like a week before that she had brain cancer and was going in for surgery.
Yes.
Yes. And so you think it's going to be sad, and it is, but it is so hopeful and so uplifting, because amongst all of this horror that's associated with something as devastating as realizing that you have brain cancer was people that have lived with brain cancer. And they're still as funny and wonderful as they always have been. And people that have found inspiration, and people that have remembered people that they loved and lost with brain cancer. It was a time, it felt like a celebration to me, a celebration of life. And it was such a wonderful event to be a part of. And I'm excited to go again this year.
Thank you, Kim. We designed it that way on purpose because this is a heavy topic, right?
Scary.
But there's a lot of beautiful outcomes that come out of people who are touched with brain cancer. And our luncheon is a celebration of them. And John Curley did a fabulous job for us last year. And John, I got to talk to you again. I hope you're out there listening, buddy. I'll be calling you soon.
Not very many people can make brain cancer funny.
And John does.
But John can. So
John does, believe me.
He has a gift.
John is one of our board members, and he is truly a gift in many, many ways. We have on July 30th our 11th annual Chris Elliott Fund Celebrity Golf Classic out at the Bear Creek Golf and Country Club in Woodinville. And we're super excited about that. There is information on our website actually about that particular event. All the details are on our website. You just go to the events tab and click on golf and you're there. And we will also be putting together Team CEF for the 5th annual Seattle Brain Cancer Walk. I don't have a date for that yet. We're working on it really hard. But if you would like to join Team CEF, all of the money raised through Team CEF actually funds our integrative patient support program at the Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment. So that funds the social worker that we've been talking about that people have access to. And other than the, by the way, I'm actually getting married as well on August
11th.
So, you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So are you going to charge people to go to your wedding?
No.
You should. That way you can.
No.
$1,000 a plate.
Oh, wow. That's
Come on.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You can have 100 cheap seats, $100 of hors d'oeuvres in the back.
My fiance, Garrett, who is probably listening, and I are skipping town.
Oh, such a shame.
So it's going to be a fun event. But again, I do want to remind people who are interested in this topic and really interested in learning more, feel free to always get a hold of me at info@chriselliottfund.org. Particularly, I want to let you know about, again, the tour of the Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment and the Chris Elliott Fund Integrative Patient Support Program on Martin Luther King Day at 3 o'clock. Let me know if I can get you on the list for that tour. It's 2 hours well spent.
Well spent. Well, thank you for that information. So in the little bit of time we have left, what are the trends? You had mentioned that a lot of what Dr. Polstein is glioblastoma. Mm-hmm. Is it on the rise? Do we have any sense of what's causing it? Is there anything preventive for brain health that we should be thinking about? And I'm kind of springing these questions on you, but
that's okay.
Pick one.
good question. I'm trying to think of which one to address first, actually. I think that what I would say to people, and I'm not going to say cell phones cause brain cancer. Mm. I'm not going to say that. I am going to say I want you to think about using your cell phones wisely. And I want you to think about not holding up a cell phone to one side of your face, your ear, your left side all the time. I want you to think about switching those off and on. That's what I want you to think about.
Or better hands-free. We did spend last week talking about cell phone driving.
And speech and hands-free is the best. Mm-hmm. I also would like people to consider the fact that children... brain cancer is the number one cancer killer death of children 19 years old and younger. That's a shocking statistic that people don't hear about. I want people.
Is that new?
It came out about 3 years ago. Mm. I want people to think about kids who use their cell phones all the time. They're texting, which is great, but we have kids who are sleeping with their cell phones. They're using them as their alarm clocks. They've got them with them 24/7. I want people to think about that. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'd like to end with. Mm-hmm. I just think we should use precaution. I think all of us are genetically predestined to certain types of cancers. And I think that, I know that our environment enhances that. Mm-hmm. And cell phones are in our environment.
Mm-hmm. Among many other electronic
Many others. Many others.
And we don't really know the long-term effects because we haven't had them in our lives the way that we have them in our lives now. So it's, I hear what you're saying. You don't want to come right out and say, you know.
I can't say that.
No.
And no.
No. That's.
I mean, I can't say that because that's. That has not actually been proven.
Right.
There are right. definitely studies going on right now.
But glioblastoma is on the rise.
Glioblastoma is on the rise. When I first became involved with this disease, you know, 12 years ago, 17,000 cases a year were diagnosed. Now there's at least 22,000 cases a year diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. So... good information. Thank you very, very much for coming today. And we have so much information for you. You go to walkthetalkwithkim.com on the website there, and we'll get you all of this information till end. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Such a pleasure to be here as always. Thank you, Kim. Happy Yay. New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone. And again, I will not be here for the next 2 weeks, but Michelle with Pearson Law Firm will be, and expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. Folks, go out there, do some good in the world, and have a beautiful day.